There are a ton of rookies entering fantasy football this season that are fun and exciting, but I fall in love with one every year. You're listening to the Clock Dodgers podcast. Let's talk about it.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
You played the game.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game.
Locked in to the Clock Dodgers podcast.
We are back. We are back. Clock Dodgers podcast. It's your host, Neil Maligno. I appreciate you for joining me as always. Today, we are going to talk about, well, you know, you see it in the title. You see it in the title what we're talking about. But every season coming into the fantasy football year, there's all these rookies, right? I like a lot of them. They're really exciting. Obviously, you know, we all tend to have our favorites, you know, the guys that we end up drafting the most, the guys that we end up, you know, rooting for the most, the guys that we recommend the most to, you know, listeners or your readers or whatever exactly it is, the content that you're creating. And this year, I want to talk about the guy that I've fallen in love with that, you know, I've gotten in my dynasty drafts that I'm in. I'm even drafting them in redraft. I like to take rookies sometimes as sleepers later in the draft. Or if I got to draft them a little earlier, I will. I don't care. But, you know, mostly talk about for a dynasty perspective because that's where the rookies matter the most, at least when you start getting a little deeper into the rookies. Obviously, the high-level rookies are popular even in redraft. But, you know, there's some that are – they tend to be sleepers or not as relevant year one. So in redraft, it's not as much of a focus. But in dynasty, which is my favorite way to play, by the way, every day, obviously, I talk to tons of people on social media. Most of the time on Twitter, sometimes it's in group chats or Instagram, but a lot of times it's on Twitter. And I keep finding new people who have never played dynasty football before, or they're going into their first season. And if this is your first year playing dynasty fantasy football, it's going to be your favorite way to play. You will adopt it as far as your standard. It'll be nothing else will come close to just, this will be like your default mode. In other words, you know, it just is what it is. You're going to find out that it's the best way to play. We also know, even if you're a longtime dynasty player, that the best thing to do is get as much information as possible. Just consume it, consume it, consume it, consume it, read it, listen to it, watch film, look at data, do everything you can. Right, watch the games, get all the way down to, get down to everything. You know, I get down into the stuff that a lot of people don't like to get into. I get down into the storylines. I get down into the team and the coaches and what they're saying and the guy's background and, you know, everything. I can't help it. And you can say that's crazy, you know, that's too much information, it's not necessary. That stuff has not as much impact or guaranteed impact as, you know, the film will or the data will. And I really don't care because it's what I enjoy. I love it. I really like, you know, doing those deep dives into specific players rather than look at this, you know, big, large, you know, scale of players. I like to take deep dives into players. And the one I want to talk about today is Amon St. Brown. Fourth round draft pick, Detroit Lions. And I know he's not the wide receiver that you're thinking about, right? When you're thinking about wide receivers in this draft, he's just not the favorite. For many people, he is not the top guy. He's not the highest production. He wasn't the highest producer in college compared to some of his counterparts that were in this draft. He wasn't the highest drafted, obviously. I just, you know, said he was drafted in the fourth round. He lands on the Lions, which not everybody is excited about. And Amon-Ra St. Brown is a really interesting case here because Amon-Ra, first of all, you got to love the name. You got to love the name. And one of the cool things when you look into, when you take that deep dive, when you look past just the film and you look just past the numbers and the data, you find a lot of cool stuff about Amon-Ra. Number one, his background, his family. I know this is not what, you know, typically you're looking at when you're talking about fantasy, but it is what I look at. It is one of the things I look at. His background, his family, how he was brought up, how he did in school. Not just football production, but how are he doing grade-wise? What do people say about him? What are the coaches saying about him? What are the GMs saying about him? What are the personnel scouts saying about him? I care about that shit. I know not everybody does. I know it's not for everybody. I know some people will tell you, hey, man, just follow the numbers. It's all that matters. Just follow the numbers. See, I don't believe that because in life, there's people, and this goes for everything. If you think about your job right now, there are certain people who excel at a high level at it, and they're not always necessarily the smartest or the strongest or the most experienced. Like, there are some people who just have the most, you know, self-motivation, the hardest worker, the leadership, the drive to be a winner, the magnet that everyone gets attracted to when they walk into the room. There's all these like weird, you know, characteristics about people that I think matter. I know they matter. And so when it comes to rookies, it's the easiest, you know, it's the easiest players to look into for those things because there's a lot of information out on them in terms of those things. And it's even what NFL teams are looking into. They care about that stuff too for a reason because it matters. It matters because we see these cases where, and I feel like they happen more and more often, but where a player can be super talented, but the mental side of it it's not connecting, or there are real true mental health issues or substance issues, or they're just not grasping playbooks, the advanced playbooks of the NFL, or they don't do well with coaching at the NFL level, and they're not growing up fast enough, or they're getting in trouble off the field, and all these things can be what makes a guy a bust in fantasy. There's a lot of guys that we've held on to too long, not long enough, because these other outside influences that we weren't focused on ended up mattering. They ended up mattering. So it's a part of it that I look at. So with Amon-Ra with St. Brown, with Amon-Ra, it's like all that stuff is, it's all A1. His mother and father, A1. Him and his brothers all alike. All hard workers, all great grades in school, all know three languages, all push hard as fuck. Their dad was a bodybuilder, bro. Like, work is not going to be an issue for him. Learning is not going to be an issue for him. So we know the background checks out. We're not going to have off the field issues. We're not going to have these mental lapses. We're not going to have a guy who's not coachable. We're not going to have a slow learner, a guy who's slow to pick up the game. We look at a guy like him as someone who's ready from day one. That's how I look at him. So that's why I say in redraft, sometimes these guys matter. For me, Amon-Ra is a redraft player I would actually go after. I'm not afraid that he's not going to produce in year one. And so now you ask yourself, well, with Neil, he was drafted in the fourth round. Like, how can you say he matters so much? I actually think he may outproduce some of the guys drafted ahead of him because his situation is so much better to me. The Lions are added Jared Goff, right? They traded Stafford. What did Goff have with the Rams? He had Cooper Kupp. It's not crazy to say that Amon-Ra is the Cooper Kupp for Detroit now, for Jared Goff in Detroit. It's not crazy to say that they want him to fit that role. It's also not crazy to say that he's capable of taking that role. He has a mentality where, if you've read the reports, I believe they came out yesterday or today, he said, I'm ready to take someone's job. Straight up. But the cool thing about Detroit is you don't really have to because there's nobody in front of you. Let me guess, Tyrell Williams? Listen, as a Raider fan, I can tell you right now, that's not going to end well. Not because of Tyrell Williams' fault. He's actually a really talented player. But he can't stay healthy. If he stays healthy, it'd be like the first time in his life almost in the NFL for a full season. So if we're looking at the possibility of Tyrell Williams getting hurt, I'm not wishing this on him. I'm not predicting this on him. But we just know it's a real possibility. I hope it's all behind him. It's totally possible. I hope all the injuries are behind him. It's totally possible. Still not going to stop Amonra from producing out of the slot. It's still not going to stop Jared Goff from feeding a guy like that. Who else are we worried about? Rashad Perriman? Come on. Come on. Are we serious right now? Are we serious right now? He's a down the field target, big, you know, explosive plays. What you hope you get from him, again, a guy who has had injury issues in the past, a guy who never really hit his full potential as he was expected of, you know, coming out of college. You got Hockenson, which is great, in my opinion. It's great. It's not a problem. I mean, every team has a tight end. Tight end's got to eat. Hockenson's a talented tight end. I don't think he's going to take a Darren Waller, Kittle, Kelsey type jump that some may be thinking that's going to happen. I don't see it. But he's still talented, so he's going to take some attention. So if you think Tyrell Williams might stay healthy, he's pretty good, you know, on deep passes, and he's a big body receiver to move the ball. Then you got Hockenson. Okay, this is another good guy. Then you got some good running backs. DeAndre Swift, I mean, last year rookie. He proved he belonged. He proved, and we all expected it. We just weren't sure how Detroit was going to handle it. New coaching in town, though. So we know the quarterback, at least for fantasy purposes, can be halfway decent, can be really good, can be sneaky good. I'm not a big fan of Jared Goff, but I know he knows how to and has fed receivers well. I know it's not the same offense, not the same coaches, not the same anything, but we know he can do it, right? If we look at Amonra's college production, he had some pretty good years, some big years. Everything is lined up for Amonra to have dynasty impact season one, year one. Everything is set up for him to have a straight path to opportunities. I'm not really sure why we're not showing him more love. Not us, because I'm showing him plenty of love. And when I, you know, tweet about him today, even there was a bunch of people hitting me back, you know, who felt the same way. So shout out to them. And then there's people who are listening who don't even play fantasy like that or dynasty like that. And they're not in tune with all the rookies who are coming out. I know some of you listening right now, you know, you're not as diehard. You're not as, you know, following it 24/7, 365. I get it, man. Life is crazy. Life is busy. So when you get that downtime, you chase it and you, you know, you take a step away. So you're back. You're re-educating yourself right now. You look at, you know, God, I just podcast. You're like, hey, I don't need to stay up on all the time because, you know, Neil's going to help me out. Neil and the guys. So that's what we're doing. Amonra St. Brown. The reason I wanted to talk about him and talk about him early into the process right now while people are drafting, before you draft, in your future drafts, your other 150 leagues that you're drafting in, still, don't sleep on him, man. Don't sleep on him because he has a really good opportunity here. He does not have any serious competition, man. Please do not give me that shit. He just doesn't. He does not have serious competition. He has the mentality, the skill, the ability, the track record. Everybody speaks highly of him. The maturity. He's mentally there already. There's not a learning curve as high as there may be for other guys. It's just a fact. Everyone, you know, picks things up at a different pace. He seems like he's a guy, at least if we look at his track record, that, you know, will pick this up quick. And he's going to make plays all over the field. He doesn't have to just be slot either, by the way. They were playing him in other positions outside. This is a great opportunity here to get a guy who, if you're, you know, when you look at numbers, he's not the fastest, you know, he's not the flashiest. But just even if you watch his film, watch his plays, show me bad stuff. Like, there's not, you really can't find it. There's not, every play doesn't jump off the charts. Like some guys, you know, you could watch 30-minute highlight reels if you wanted to. Even if you're not even looking at film and you're just looking at highlight reels, there's some guys who got 30 minutes of it and flashy big plays all over the place and they're blazing speed down the field. I know that's not what he is, but he's going to have a clear path, little competition. A quarterback who has experience using this position at a high level. The cards are just lined up perfectly. So when we talk about every year, I fall in love with a rookie. I fall in love with a rookie every year going into fantasy, going into the dynasty seasons. and Amon-Ra St. Brown is my guy. 2021, 2022 season, my guy, man. He should be your guy too. I'm not saying he's the best in the whole class. I'm not saying that no wide receiver will outproduce him in this class. Don't get crazy and get carried away. But this dude is built to fucking win now. A guy with the smarts, the pedigree, the background, the motivation, the leadership, all the way down to the parents, to the upbringing. Amon-Ra St. Brown is built for this shit. There's a reason he said he's ready to take someone's job today. There's a reason why he knows every player, every wide receiver that was drafted ahead of him. He's going to carry it as a chip on his shoulder. He's not just talking. He means business. I'm not a Lions fan. I'm not painting this with some kind of bias. I'm just speaking facts. Get him on Amon-Ra St. Brown on your fantasy team. Get him on your dynasty teams. Don't be afraid of him in redraft. Just, you know, obviously don't get crazy. You know where he's supposed to go in redraft. But get him. Get him on your team. If your drafts are already over in dynasty, trade for him. Just get him on your team. Believe in him. It's going to happen. And it's not a guy you're going to have to wait 4 years for. It's not. All right, guys. That is the rookie that I'm all in on this upcoming season. Who is the rookie that you're in love with? There's so many good ones. There's so many guys with obvious, you know, from the obvious level to the high potential level to the sleeper level. There's guys at every tier that I can honestly understand why you would be enamored with them, why they would be your guy, why they're the guy you're trying to land on all your teams. I get it. I honestly do. Maybe you have multiple, a couple different ones, but I'd love to hear who you guys are all in on. Like every draft you come out of, you want them. If you don't get them, you're a little pissed off. Who is that guy for you this year? Hit me up on Twitter, @ClockDodgers. On IG, @ClockDodgers, email clockdodgers@gmail.com or contact@clockdodgers.com, whatever one you feel like it. But hit me up. I'm curious, you know, if we got a band of Amon-Ra St. Brown, if we got an army out here, or maybe, you know, you got somebody else. I know the obvious ones. If you have a little more of a sleeper one, I would love to hear it. But if it's the obvious guys, if it's the Najee Harris, if it's the Devonta Smiths, I understand. I understand for days, trust me. I get why you're saying it. It's easy to fall in love with those guys for sure. But definitely hit me up. I want to hear who you guys are crazy about, who you want to leave every draft with, who you are leaving your drafts with. And guys that even in redraft, it's like you want them. Because I know there's some guys that are sleepers in dynasty or that are late draft picks in dynasty that you're not touching in redraft. But some you are. And Amon-Ra St. Brown is mine. Hit me up. I want to hear from you. Let's talk about it. Thank you, as always, for subscribing, for listening. If you haven't hit subscribe and you just came across this episode, maybe you were searching Amon-Ra St. Brown on YouTube or on the podcast app, and you came across this episode, decided to dive in and listen. I appreciate you for that. But we got more great content, more stuff that you can go back and listen to or just wait for the new episodes to come out. But the best way to get that is to hit subscribe. So if you're not subscribed, I greatly appreciate it. If you enjoyed this episode and you haven't left a review yet, please do that. 5-star reviews are our Yelp. They are our review page that allows new listeners to go, I'm going to give that show a chance. I do it every day on the podcast app. Every day. I go, oh, this show looks interesting. Cover art looks good. Description sounds good. Let me see what the reviews look like. And you guys are that for Clock Dodgers. So if you haven't left a review yet, it's critical. It's major. I appreciate it so much. If you can go ahead and do it, it takes 2 seconds. Even if you just hit the 5 stars, you don't even leave a description of your review. That's fine too. And follow on Twitter, Instagram. I'll follow you back. Hit me up. Just say, hey, I listen to the podcast. Really love it. Following you now. I wasn't following you before. I wasn't sure. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know your Twitter handle. And I'll follow you back. We spread the love, Clyde Dodge. That's what we do. I hope everything else is good on your end. Keep your mind right. Keep your head right. Stay positive. And as always, be kind, be great, keep dodging.